Talk to me.
Welcome back to Entrepreneur Magazine's Product Sourcing Show with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowie.
We are speaking with Don Beavis of VertexAirsoft.com about what it means to be a real wholesaler. We're getting to understand the supply chain and all kinds of aspects of product sourcing. So, look, can we talk a little bit here? You know, you were just going through some of the things that you have to go through, your minimum orders, and maybe we can pick up there. Giving people the idea of how large a minimum quantity you need to have in hand to be an authorized distributor. Why don't we pick up there?
Well, as a rule, the factories want you to be a full-line distributor, and that means as opposed to a retailer where you might take a few of the more popular items, or a would-be wholesaler where you only want to stock things that turn on a given time frame. Let's say they have to turn three times a quarter or so. As a wholesaler, we have to stock and promote their entire line. So it might be a matter of ordering, let's just say, a container, a 40-foot container. In that, we have to have a complete assortment of their products. And we know when we buy those, some of those are not going to turn on a very regular basis. But it's an investment that you have to make. Obviously, pricing is dependent on the amount that you agree to order in your initial negotiations. So if you're ordering less than other wholesalers, you might not have the advantage in pricing that the others have. So it's a pretty substantial investment. You normally would need to order two or three containers of a product to get a decent price and to have them pay attention to you.
Wow.
And very, very frequently, if you don't order a very large quantity up front, you can't get the line. You can't become a distributor.
Right, right. So can you walk us through the process that your company goes through when the shipments of products arrive from the manufacturer? Because
yeah,
that's quite a process as well.
Oh, tremendous. Depending on the item, shipments can arrive in either trucks or containers. They can be palletized or, in the case of imports, very frequently simply flat-loaded. And what that means is it's not at all uncommon for a container to show up packed to the roof with no pallets and no empty space. And these bulk shipments have to be unloaded, you sort them out, they have to be palletized and stocked in inventory, similar to a normal warehouse. The difference with us being that because we don't make our customers order in even full cases, and we service a lot of small online marketers, every item in inventory is also stocked in our drop shipping center, which means we have to open cartons and shelve individual items that can be pulled, you know, labeled and shipped the same day that the order is received. So it's essentially creating two warehouses, a full-size warehouse and a mini warehouse.
Wow.
So it's a considerable amount of effort to get there. Of course, you have to log it in for inventory and keep it on the computer, what we have in stock and stuff for the ordering. So it's quite a process.
Wow. So what kind of facilities and staff do you have in order to support that kind of an operation? I mean, there's got to be a fairly substantial investment in overhead as well.
Without question. We maintain both traditional warehousing and our accompanying drop center. And with our products being toys, warehousing and staff are somewhat flexible to season. Depending on the amount of inventory required for season or that we project for season, we utilize temporary warehousing and staffing as well as our core base of employees to accommodate a really complex and somewhat variable fulfillment schedule.
Don, how many manufacturers do you work with directly? I know that you can't, you know, work with everybody and anybody.
Right.
You've got to kind of limit what you do, right?
Certainly. Well, as with most businesses, we have the same 80-20 rule. That's where 80% of our manufacturers make up about 20% of our sales, and 20% of our manufacturers make up the bulk of our inventory and gross sales. Modern factories, you know, often partner through a network of manufacturers, reps, and export brokers who may be the official representative for a consortium of factories in a particular area. So directly, we offer airsoft products from about 12 different factories. Some of them are smaller factories that have combined with larger factories to supply accessories and supplemental products that work with the main products.
You know, Don, let me jump back for a second to the whole drop shipping process that you were talking about. We often get the, you know, maybe not the complaint, but the idea that, of course, you know, drop shipping is more expensive than buying in bulk. Now, the reason that that's more expensive is because you're doing most of the work for the retailer or the e-tailer, correct?
And that's correct, but it kind of depends on how you're structured. Because of the way we're structured here, we often act as the complete warehouse and shipping department for our retailers and e-tailers. This is very rare in that respect. We don't charge our retailers for drop shipping or a drop shipping fee.
Really?
We see drop shipping as the market model of the future for small businesses. And we've created a system that we believe to be the most effective and retailer-friendly drop shipping program available anywhere. And it's becoming quite successful, and which is one of the reasons why we've been referred by, you know, great companies like Worldwide Brands.
I would almost like you to say that again about we see drop shipping as the future for small businesses. Can you emphasize why?
Without question. Because as individuals become displaced from large corporate environments, or as they just want to strike out on their own, or if they're looking for a supplemental income, by finding a true wholesaler that actually supports drop shippers, they can eliminate a huge capital investment in warehousing facilities and in inventory. And the time capital investment, your time is valuable. And to go out, research what factories that you want to represent, and then convince them that they want to sell you, is a huge amount of time. And there's a lot of planning and skill involved, where if you work with a professional drop shipper, somebody that really has their act together, they can alleviate all of those burdens. And you can do what you should be doing, which is providing eye-to-eye contact and direct sales with the consumer, whether it be through your eBay ads or through your e-tail store or through your retail store. We just provide a tremendous service, and it really makes it viable for a small business, an individual, to actually engage in commerce once again.
Yeah. And, you know, Don, this kind of all comes back around to something that you see out there on the Internet quite often these days, are companies that actually get in between a drop shipper and a wholesaler like yourself, like Vertex Airsoft, and the consumer. And they say, we're going to provide a service. We're going to help you with your drop shipping, you know, charge you a certain amount of money here and there. Raise the prices a little bit. We stress so many times and in so many places and still have a hard time getting this idea across that, you know, a middleman is a middleman, okay? Wholesalers are not middlemen. We've had that question before where someone will come to us and say, okay, a manufacturer makes the product. I want to sell the product. Therefore, a wholesaler is a middleman.
Right.
Well, no, they're not. You know, the wholesaler is the infrastructure, is the necessary service industry infrastructure that a manufacturer needs to get the products to the retailers.
Right? Without question, it is the most complicated part of the distribution chain.
And why would a manufacturer want to build that entire infrastructure when they're just busy manufacturing products?
It's not what they do.
Right.
And again, modern days, it's not just about having 10 containers of inventory on your floor. It's
right.
about educating people on the products, teaching them how to sell it. And certainly we have what we refer to them as dabblers. We have dabblers in this industry, people that will buy 50 cartons and try to become a wholesaler, and they are essentially either charging an upfront fee to become a drop ship customer, or they're marking it up to the point to where the e-tailer can't make a profit. Whereas if they would go ahead and focus on finding a real wholesaler, somebody that is going to be there long term, that stocks a wide variety of products, but similar products, ones that can build upon themselves, right. Oh, they would greatly benefit from it.
Right, and you know, it's not just the dabblers who go out there and you know, buy products and try to become a wholesaler. What they do many times, the middlemen I'm talking about, is that they will say they're the real wholesaler, or they'll say they have connections with the real wholesaler, and they'll take dropship orders and just turn them around to a company like Vertex Airsoft, you know, and All they're doing is passing on an email, and they're raising the price, you know, 15% in the process, right?
And without question, they're also, in many cases, damaging the e-tailer's feedback rating.
Yeah.
Because one of the there are a few main questions that we get asked. One of the first ones is, how quickly do you ship? Many of these so-called drop shippers don't ship the same day. If we get an order in by 10 o'clock in the morning, it's out that afternoon. What happens is that it goes to an e-tailer, he gets his money, a dabbler from the e-tailer, he gets his money, he holds on to money for a few days, he places an order with us, and then we ship it. And what that does is it hurts the retailer as far as their customer satisfaction and their ever-important feedback rating. And this goes back to what we said earlier about not always buying from the cheapest price. If you've treated your customers well and you have a bunch of feedback on eBay that says, I got my product in 2 or 3 days ahead of schedule, and it was shipped in my packaging, it was great, it wasn't damaged or anything, you're going to have exceedingly high feedback and you will get more orders than someone with a lower price.
Right, right. Something that still follows that line, Don, when you're working with a genuine wholesaler like yourself, someone comes to you and wants to buy from you, they have got to be a legitimate business, correct?
Without question. We require them to have, of course, we try to call every single one and chat with them, or one of the other guys here does. And we require them, they have to have a business license and a tax permit. We prefer that they have an eBay. We ask them their eBay auction name so we can go look at their auctions, and we can find out whether they're going to professionally represent the product or whether they're just cut and pasting things from everybody's catalog on the planet trying to get business.
Right.
It's a very involved process.
Right, and if they're not, you know, that's the attraction, unfortunately, of these middlemen, Don, is that they will jump in there and say, you don't need a tax ID, because, for example, middleman XYZ will establish an account with your company, or will, you know, probably not with your company because you guys are sharp. I mean, you're right there. You know who these people are, and you recognize them. But
yeah,
there are many wholesalers out there that, you know, retailer middleman XYZ will establish an account with, and then they'll tell other people they're the the wholesaler, and people will, and they'll say you don't need a tax ID. Okay, and that's the attraction. People don't want to go through the legal paperwork.
Agreed.
You know.
But I don't want those people as customers simply because there's no long-term future in skirting the system or not paying taxes and things of that sort.
Right.
We certainly love small business people, and we avidly solicit them. We're not out calling on the major national chains. We've built our business around servicing individuals, mom and pops, and small e-tailers and retailers. There's no long-term future in not following the correct procedures. And you're actually doing a disservice to the end user when you sign up a bunch of middlemen that aren't really authorized wholesalers. It's just not a good plan. It's not long-term, and that's where you have to think is long-term.
Absolutely, which makes it very, very important for e-tailers and retailers to understand that they really must work with a factory-authorized distributor directly, such as Vertex Airsoft. It is time for another quick break. If you want to stay up to date with the latest product sourcing news, check for upcoming trade shows in your area and find spotlighted suppliers you can use in your e-biz. Then you'll want to subscribe to our free product sourcing newsletter at productsourcingnews.com. We will continue speaking with Don Beavers from VertexAirsoft.com when we return. I'm Chris Malta.
And I'm Rob Cowie.
You're listening to Entrepreneur Magazine's Product Sourcing Show with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowie.
John, look here. Charlie's company's in the news again.
Great. How's he get all that publicity?
I don't know, but you better find out his secret.
It's no secret. Countless articles in the media are generated by press releases, and Charlie knows to put his releases on PR Newswire. PR Newswire gives your business or association the greatest chance of getting press coverage by delivering your news electronically to major media like the Associated Press, Reuters, and Bloomberg, and to more than 3,600 websites like Google, MSN, and Yahoo, where millions can see your press release immediately. PR Newswire has teamed up with WS Radio to offer a free PR toolkit with press release writing tips and distribution information. Plus, WS Radio listeners get a free 12-month membership to PR Newswire, valued at $125. Visit freeprtools.com and join PR Newswire today. That's freeprtools.com.
It's tough running a business, and it's even tougher doing it well. But that's what you must do if you're going to survive in a world where your competition is working harder, smarter, and longer to grab business from you. If you know your company could be doing better but isn't, take a look at Business Advisors International. We're a full-service business consulting organization. Our highly skilled business advisors offer specialized expertise in business planning, sales and marketing, performance enhancement, financial management, and more. We can boost sagging profits and performance to levels that'll make even the most conservative accountants smile. Take advantage of our complimentary no-obligation executive style analysis, which will immediately impact your leadership skills and improve your ability to effectively communicate with your organization and with your customers. It doesn't matter if you're a startup or a small or mid-sized business, we can help you succeed. Check us out at BAAAdvisor.com. Do it before your competitors do. That's BAAAdvisor.com.
If you want eBay shoppers to stop clicking and start drooling over your items on your eBay auction or eBay store, take a look at Photo Studio in a Box at WSRadioMall.com. Photo Studio in a Box is a complete solution for people who aren't photographers. You'll shoot breathtaking photos that will give your eBay sales a kick in the pants. Your photos will come to life with vibrant color. They'll be crisp, clear, and without shadows. They'll have the same look and feel as photos you see on websites of major corporations. All you need is a digital camera, because Photo Studio in a Box is a complete solution. It comes in two sizes and includes lights, light tent, camera stand, and a carrying case. It's small, lightweight, and easy to set up anywhere. In just minutes, you can set up and start taking professional quality photos that will grab the eyeballs of eBay shoppers and leave your competitors fighting for the leftovers. Go to WSRadioMall.com and check out Photo Studio in a Box. That's WSRadioMall.com.
Here's a dirty secret that none of the big boys in the computer industry want you to know. Computer owners do not need to buy a new computer every few years. Even a 3-year-old computer can match the performance of a new machine by simply upgrading it for pennies on the dollar. And now you can make this a profitable part or full-time business, even if you have no technical knowledge. Just have someone visit our website. In less than 1 minute, our online software automatically analyzes their system so we can tell them what parts to buy that will work the first time, every time, at prices 30 to 40% less than the competition. You get a commission for every part we sell. We back you up with a team of highly trained technicians and marketers to ensure your success. And best of all, there are no investment costs. Get the details at goldenram.com. That's goldenram, all one word, .com.
If you or someone you know really babies their car, motorcycle, boat, or RV, do we have the product for you. Never wax again. With the very same paint sealant that new car dealers charge hundreds of dollars for at a fraction of the cost, now available direct to consumers. See the amazing results at www.paintprotectionspecialist.com. Whether restoring an older oxidized vehicle or protecting a new one, the PPS paint sealant may be applied with an orbital polisher or by hand. Best of all, we offer this simple but ironclad guarantee. If this is not the best product you or your loved one has ever used, we will refund your money, including shipping, and you do not need to return the product. Why would we offer such a guarantee? Because the product is that good. See for yourself at www.paintprotectionspecialist.com. That's paintprotectionspecialist.com. It makes the perfect gift.
Find out what the nation's best entrepreneurs are doing. Subscribe to the magazine today by logging on to entrepreneur.com.